感谢主，我们可以同再一次的一起寻求主的心意。
And thanks the Lord to allow us to seek His will again together.
我们还是有一点祷告。
And let's have more prayers before we begin.
主，我们实在盼望你快来。
Lord, we hope that you return soon.
虽然我们对你再来认识还是非常的浅。
Even though we know very little about your return.
但是我们还是愿意照着你的心意，你愿意快来。
But we want to fulfill your will and hoping that you return soon.
你就预备我们可以欢欢喜喜地迎接你的再来。
Please prepare us so that we can joyfully to receive you.
也为着你的再来的预备，求你向我们的心说话。
And because to prepare for us, please speak to our heart.
使我们每一个在你再来的时候可以站立在你的面前。
So that every one of us can stand before you when you return.
实在我们不知道那个福气有何等的大。
We don't know how much blessing is that.
我们需要你不断地启示我们。
We need you to keep on giving us revelation.
不断地你的生命在我们里面长大。
And the life of you grow in us.
不断地真是在我们身上做人不能做的工作。
And continuously to work in us that man cannot work.
我们再把今天这一点话语的时间交在你的手中。
And we give this little time in your hand again.
讲的、翻译的、听的都等候在你的面前。
May the one who speak, translate, and listen await before you.
愿在你宝血底下赐给我们宝贵的话语。
And may you give us your precious word under your precious blood.
愿在你圣灵的运行底下触摸我们的心。
And under the Holy Spirit, touch our heart.
愿你在你同在底下把我们带到等候你再来那样实际的光景。
And may within your presence that you bring us to you.
我们再一次把一切交托在你手中。
And we put everything in your hand again.
唯有你可以吸引我们。
Only you can attract us.
唯有你可以激励我们快跑跟随你。
Only you can encourage us to let us run after you.
求你做奇妙的工作。
And may you work the miracle.
叫我们一同来仰望、催促、等候你自己的再来。
So that we can all look upon you and hasten your return.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
我有一次去看望一个年长的基督徒。
One time I visited an elderly Christian.
他正好在一个非常痛苦的时候。
And he was in a painful time.
那我也不晓得那天我应该要去。
I didn't know that I was supposed to go that day.
但是呢，他说他一看到我，他说主真的知道我。
But when he saw me, he says, "Oh Lord, really know me."
你今天来到这里，我就知道。主真的知道我。
You came to me today, so I know that the Lord knew.
然后他就一直问一个问题。
And he continuously to ask one question.
我们在等什么？
What are we waiting for?
我在等什么？
What am I waiting for?
我在这里干什么？
What am I doing here?
他问到眼泪都掉下来。
He asked to a point that he tears.
我们在等什么？
What are we waiting for?
我想不是只有他要问的。
And I think this is not the only question for him.
我们今天所有还在地上的人，不管我今天是年龄是很老了，或者是我是很年轻。
Every one of us on the earth, no matter your age, young or old.
不管我是过很失败的生活，或者我是过了一个很富裕，让人很羡慕的生活。
No matter you are living a rich life or a poor life.
我想这个问题都应当在我们的心里面。
I believe this is a question should be in our heart.
我在等什么？
What am I waiting for?
到底什么是我应该等的？
Is there something that I'm supposed to wait for?
那个年长的基督徒，他听到说，我在这里等耶稣基督的再来。
The elderly brother heard I say that I'm waiting for Jesus to return.
他说他心里
And he said he admired me, and he got the direction.
他心里就得到安慰了。
And he got comfort in his heart.
好，我们再读几处的圣经。
And let's read a few scriptures.
路加福音。
book of Ruth,
21 章34到36节。
Chapter 21, verse 34.
你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食、醉酒，并今生的思虑，累住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗，忽然临到你们。
Be careful, or your heart will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap.
因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。
For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth.
你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子的面前。
Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man.
我们再看犹大书二十四、二十五节。
And let's turn to book of Jude, verse 24.
那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的，我们的救主，独一的神。
To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with a great joy.
愿荣耀、威严、能力、权柄因我们的主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前并现今直到永永远远。阿们。
To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.
我们再看启示录第十四章
Book of Revelation chapter 14,
第一到第五节
verse 1 to 5.
我又观看见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有十四万四千人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。
Then I looked, and there before me was the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their forehead.
我听见从天上有声音，像众水的声音和大雷的声音，并且我所听见的好像弹琴的所弹的琴声。
And I heard a sound from heaven like the roar of rushing waters, and like a loud peal of thunder. The sound I heard was like the harpers playing their harps.
他们在宝座前，并在四活物和众长老前唱歌，仿佛是新歌，除了从地上买来的那十四万四千人以外，没有人能学这歌。
And they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn the song except the 144,000 who had been redeemed from the earth.
这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是童身，羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，做粗俗的果子，归于神和羔羊。
These are those who did not defile themselves with women, for they kept themselves pure. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They were purchased from among men and offered a first fruit to God and the Lamb.
在他们口中查不出谎言来，他们是没有瑕疵的。
No lie was found in their mouths. They are blameless.
刚才我们读的路加福音第二十一章三四到三十六节。
The chapter we just read from the book of Luke, chapter 21.
那段圣经是主预言他将要来。
That is our Lord prophesied that he will return.
而且他在来以前呢，有一个大灾难。
And also there is a tribulation before his return.
那个大灾难大到人没有办法承受。
And that tribulation is something that man cannot bear.
但是他来呢，性质呢是。忽然之间，在人想不到的时候，人没有预期的时候，就忽然来到。
But the time of his return is unexpected.
那，但是主告诉我们说，我们要时时警醒，常常祈求。
But our Lord told us that we have to continuously to pray and be alert.
因为所有的信主的人，不是等大灾难。
Because all the believers are not here to wait for the tribulation.
所有的信主人是等候主的降临。
All the believers are waiting for the Lord's return.
所以我们应当时时警醒，常常祈求。
So we should be always on the watch and pray.
免得我们在一个自己 可能可以离开大灾难，但却是落在大灾难里。
So that we can avoid ourselves being fallen into this tribulation.
所以那段话告诉我们，我们在祷告上有一个重要的学习。
So this is to remind us the importance of our praying.
这个学习就是祷告出里面有能力出来。
And to pray to a point that you have this power coming out.
祷告到一个地步，我们有能力可以逃避那个大灾难。
So that to a point that we can escape this tribulation.
祷告到一个地步，我们能够不落在那个陷阱底下。
To pray to a point that we would not be fallen into the trap.
如果今天我们不学这个祷告，
If we do not learn this prayer,
可能我们到那一天碰到那个情况的时候，我们逃不掉。
On that day in the situation, we did not know how to escape.
但是逃避是消极的。
But to escape is very passive.
积极的是可以站立在主的面前。
To be active is to stand before the Lord.
而且刚才犹大书也告诉我们，犹大告诉我们说，主可以使我们站立在主的面前。
And from the book of Jude, he told us that we can stand before the Lord.
而且是欢欢喜喜的站立。
And even joyfully to stand before him.
所以我们需要主帮助我们。
So we need Lord to help us.
那我们从启示录可以看到，好几批人都站在主面前。
And from the book of Revelation, we saw people are able to stand before the Lord.
首先我们看到在启示录第四章第五章看到，蒙恩得救的人，神是欢喜他们来到主的面前。
Chapter 4 and Chapter 5 in the book of Revelation told us that people who are saved can come before the Lord joyfully.
然后到了第七章的时候，就发现有一批人可以站在神的面前。
Chapter 7 told us a group of people can stand before the Lord.
站在宝座前。
The one who can stand before the throne.
他们为什么可以站在宝座前？
Why could they be able to stand before the throne?
他们是历世历代的圣徒。
Because they are the saints, the overcomers.
我想许多都已经现在躺在坟墓里面。
I believe a lot of them have already slept in their grave.
但是那一天他们可以站在宝座前。
But that day they are able to stand before the throne.
他们身上的特性就是全备的救恩被他们经历到了。
The characteristics of them is that they have experienced this complete salvation.
为什么讲全备的救恩？
Why do I say about this complete salvation?
我们必须承认，今天我们在许多的福音的服事上，或者在福音的聚会上，你所听到的不一定是全备的福音。
Because we have to admit that today we hear a lot of gospel meeting and gospel spreading, they might not be complete.
或者说是许多经历救恩的人还没有经历到全备救恩的时机。
And many people who experience salvation has not experienced the completeness.
但是这一批人经历到全备的救恩。
But this group of people has experienced the complete salvation.
他经历到全备的救恩有什么特性？
And what is the characteristics?
他们经历到全备的救恩是可以胜过患难。
That they can overcome any troubles.
我们没有办法逃避说我们不遇到艰难或不遇到患难。
We cannot have a way to escape trouble.
但是主耶稣他亲自来地上，死而复活，他被钉十字架死而复活，又升天，就证明所有的患难对他来讲，他都胜过。
But our Lord Jesus came down from heaven and died on the cross and resurrected, ascended to the heaven, so he proves that we can overcome.
他这个得胜的生命是赐给那个相信的人。
The victory life is to be given to the people who believe.
他这个得胜的生命是在那愿意经历全备救恩的人身上会丰富的彰显。
The victory life is to be given to the people who is willing to experience it.
所以启示录第七章给我们看到有一批人他们经历了全备的救恩。
So the book of Revelation chapter 7, we saw this group of people who has experienced this complete salvation.
因为他经历全备的救恩，所以在天上宝座前的天众天使，他怎样赞美羔羊所完成的救赎。
And therefore, the angels are able to praise this salvation.
结果他们看到这一批圣徒，他们经历得救，经历救恩，而且到一个地步，全备的救恩经历到一个地步，他们可以来到宝座前，所以他们所发出的赞美跟给羔羊的赞美几乎一样。
And therefore, the angels give the praise is almost the same as this saint giving the praise.
所以在这个全备的经文里面，他们的眼泪被擦干。
So in this complete salvation, their tears were wiped.
他们经历神的同在。
They experienced the presence of the Lord.
他们经历主的牧养。
And they experienced the shepherd of the Lord.
他们经历许多我们从来没有听过、没有唱过的东西。
And they have experienced something that we have never seen or sang.
到启示录第十二章
to the book of Revelation chapter 12,
又有一批人
站在宝座前 There was another group of people who came.
这一批人呢是胜过撒旦跟他的群
And these people have overcame the Satan.
很少基督徒对于这方面有丰富的认识
Rarely have Christians experienced this.
我们许多基督徒都认为我只有我跟神之间的关系。
Many Christians feel that the relationship is only between me and God.
不晓得还有一个黑暗的势力在那里，特别对这个愿意认识主、跟随主的圣徒有许多的防，或有许多攻击，或有许多搅扰。
And they have ignored the darkness power who wanted to attack the people who believe the Lord.
在启示录十二章是这黑暗的势力。要吞吃那男孩子。
Book of Revelation chapter 12 it shows that this darkness power want to devour this child.
所以吞吃就表示有生命的危险。
To devour this child, that means the child's life is in danger.
所以这一批的圣徒在跟随、在认识主、在成名成长的过程中，在完成神旨意的过程中，他们遇到了黑暗的势力。
So the Christians, while to experience to complete this salvation, they have encountered the darkness power.
我们如果对黑暗的势力、对仇敌没有认识的话，我们不会理解这个东西。
So if we don't know our enemy, then we don't know how to protect ourselves.
我们不强调他，但是我们知道他是仇神的仇敌。
We don't need to emphasize them, but we need to know that they are the enemies of God.
所以真正的神的仇敌是撒旦跟他的同党。
So the actual God's enemy is Satan and his followers.
但他可以利用一些人或利用一些事利用一些情况。
And Satan can use people, situation, and environment.
但怎么胜过他呢?
So how can we overcome him?
羔羊的血。
The blood of lamb.
所以我们应该对血的经历对羔羊血的经历是应该超越我们所已经认识。
So we have to experience this blood of lamb surpass any other knowledge.
我们需要主帮助我们发现羔羊的血到底有多大的功效。
We need Lord to help us to find out how powerful is this blood of lamb.
不只是罪得赦免。
Not only our sin got forgiven.
羔羊的血要胜过黑暗的权势。
But the blood is going to overcome this darkness power.
不只有羔羊的血。
Not only to have the blood of lamb.
这一批圣徒有认识和经历羔羊的血。
These overcomers know and experience this blood.
这一批圣徒同时有主的话在他们身上。
These overcomers have the word of Lord in him.
不是他们会背多少话。
Not that how many verses they can recite.
不是说他们会教人家多少话。
Not that how many verses they can teach others.
是神的话、主的话在他们身上。使他们成为见证的器，话语见证的器。
The Lord's word is in them that they can testify as a vessel of the Lord's word.
就他们是神话语的见证人。
So they are testimony of Lord's word.
见证人不是客观的，见证人必须是主观的。
The testifier cannot be subjective. They have to be objective.
如果我们到法院去做见证人，你是。
If we are going to be in the court as a witness,
我们根本没有亲自碰到那一件事情
but we did not see the fact,
没有资格
then we are not qualified.
所以这个见证人是对不但是得到了主的话成为主话语的见证
So the witness not only received the Lord's word, but he can testify for his word.
所以这十分鼓励我们要不但要明白神的话要经历神的话，甚至神的话在我们身上，把他的道路、真理、生命能够显出来。
So this not only to tell us that we have to understand experience, but also to let him show us the way, the life, and the
way, life, and truth.
The way, life, and truth to show us the way, the way, life, and the truth.
所以见证啊，话语的见证，这是一件宝贵的事情。
So being able to testify is very precious.
所以我们基督徒的生活有一面是见证神的生活。
So as a Christian, one side of our life is to testify for the Lord.
另外一面，在这些得胜的人身上有一个特性。
And on another side, there is another characteristic on these overcomers.
他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
They are not afraid of death.
就是他们魂已经得救。
Because their soul is saved.
魂已经完全更新。
Their soul had been renewed.
他们的心思是耶稣基督的心思。
Their mind is the mind of Christ.
他们的情感是耶稣基督的情感。
Their feeling is the feeling of Christ Jesus.
他们的意志是接受神的意志，像耶稣基督的意志一样。
Their will is the same as God's will.
所以他们得胜。
So they become overcomers.
他们被带到宝座前。
They were brought to the throne.
然后我们看到这个启示录十四章。
And then when you look at chapter 14 of the book of Revelation.
又有一批到宝座前。
There is another group came before the throne.
站在宝座前。
Stand before the throne.
这一批呢，有个重要的特性，就是羔羊的跟随者。
These characteristics are the followers of Lamb.
羔羊无论往哪里去。
No matter where the Lamb go.
他们都往哪里去。
They follow the Lamb.
他们不是叫羔羊跟随他，他们是跟随神的羔羊。
They did not let the Lamb follow them, but they follow the Lamb.
所以我们也看，上次我们看到。
So we saw.
羔羊不但是救赎。
Lamb is not just the salvation.
羔羊来到地上，神的儿子耶稣基督成为神的羔羊来到地上，他也显出羔羊的脚踪。
The Son of God came to the earth and became the footstep for the Lamb.
所以那些跟随羔羊的人
，So those who follow the Lamb
是有经历的
，had experience.
老约翰告诉我们
，and Apostle John told us
他开始跟随羔羊的经历就是同住的经历
，that the first footstep of following the Lamb is to dwell with Him.
他跟主同住一下，他毕生难忘。
He dwell with the Lord and become unforgettable.
他跟主同住一下，到他已经差不多一百岁了，六十多年前的事情历历在目。
The day, the first day that he stayed with Lord, and he would not forget it even 60 years later after he became 100 years old.
安德烈遇见了这位主，跟随羔羊。
Andrew also followed the Lord.
结果呢？他一跟随一下，他知道这就是神的受膏者，基督。
Once he follow him, he know that this is the anointed one.
他身上看见神的膏油。
He saw the Lamb of God.
然后他就去找他的哥哥彼得来。
So then he went to find his brother Peter.
结果彼得一来，主说：“你应该叫基法，你不叫西门，现在应该叫基法，你应该叫彼得。”
And Jesus said to him that you are Simon son of John, you will be called Cephas.
主把他改了名字。
Lord changed his name.
你不应该活在旧造里面，你应该活在新造里面。
You should not be lived in your old creatures. You should be a new creature.
结果主又去找到了腓力。
And then Lord calls Philip.
腓力一被遇见之后
，Philip met the Lord.
他就来跟随主。
He followed the Lord.
他来跟随主，他去找拿但业。
After that, he went to seek Nazareth.
拿但业说：“哎呀，拿撒勒能出什么好东西啊？”
And Nathanael said, "What can be good coming out from Nazareth?"
但是拿但业被带到主面前。
But when Nathanael went before the Lord,
结果他说：“主说你在那个无花果树底下在想什么，在做什么，我老早都知道。”
And Jesus answered him, "I saw you while you were still under the fig trees. What were you thinking? I already knew."
这拿但业太震撼了。
It was shocked Nathanael.
他说：“你是以色列的王，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。”
And he realized that you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel.
我从来没见过你，你居然知道我在那边在想什么，在做什么。
You, I never met you, but you knew that where I am and what I'm thinking.
他经历神的鉴察。
He experienced God.
但是主说，你所经历的不停在这里。
But the Lord said your belief doesn't stop here.
因为天要开了,
because the heaven will open.
神的使者在人子上面上去下来,
and the angels of God will ascend and descend.
所以你会发现这些跟随羔羊人有特性的,
so you see that these followers believed.
有经历的,
they had experience.
我们说我们跟随主确实没有任何的经历, 我们的跟随可能还不够。
If we say that we follow the Lord, but we have nothing to experience, then that means our following is not enough.
就是我们失败了,
maybe we fail.
彼得失败了,
Peter failed.
3次否认主,
three times he denied.
哎呀，没有脸见主。
He do not want to see Jesus.
你讲到主耶稣, 心里很想要去看他, 但是, 哎呀, 觉得去不了。
He wanted to see Jesus so much, but he felt ashamed.
主再一次遇见他,
but Lord met him again.
主挽回他,
Lord saved him again.
主再一次呼召他说, 你就专心地跟随我就好了。
Lord called him to follow him again.
彼得说, 那个人怎么样呢?
Peter said, so what about the other person?
主说, 你不要管那个人。
The Lord said, don't bother other people.
如果我要他等到我再来, 也没你的事。
If I want him to wait till I return, what is that has to do with you?
你就专心地跟随我就好。
Concentrate and follow me.
你这一生的路, 我已经替你安排了。
Your road for your life has been arranged.
你发现这些羔羊的跟随者, 里面都有很特殊的经历。
You see these lamb followers, they have this characteristics.
但有一个特别的地方,
but there is another special point.
跟随羔羊的人, 都愿意把人带到羔羊面前。
The one who follow the lamb are willing to bring other people to the lamb.
你会发现每一个, 几乎都这样的。 他们愿意把人带到主的面前。
You see that everyone is willing to bring others to the Lamb.
不管那个被带人是容易带不容易带。
No matter the one is easy to be brought or not.
或者他有意见没意见。
Or they will realize or not.
有人说, 拿撒勒人出什么好东西啊?
Someone says, or what can be good out of Nazareth?
没关系, 你就来看就好了。
It doesn't matter, just come and see.
一看他就嘛。
Once they see, they know.
他一被带到主的面前, 彻底的变化。
They were brought to the Lord and completely changed.
所以这些羔羊的跟随者,
so these lamb followers,
他知道怎样帮助人跟随羔羊。
They know how to help others to follow the lamb.
所以他们自己可以因为跟随羔羊而跟随到宝座去。
They are willing to follow the lamb to the throne.
那他们可以帮助那些愿意受帮助的, 他也可以, 那些也很可能就会跟到宝座去。
And they are also willing to help others who is willing to follow.
这是很宝贵的事。
This is precious.
但是彼得就自己也是为着大家发了一个问题。
And Peter asked a question for everyone.
这个问题在马太福音19章。
And this question is listed in the book of Mark.
我们就不看了, 节省时间。
We are going to save time not to read it.
那个彼得说, 我们这些已经撇下一些跟随你了, 将来要得到什么?
Peter asked, I have given up everything to follow you. What am I going to get in the future?
或者有另外的翻译说, 将来我们是什么样的呢?
Or another translation is, what will we be in the future?
那, 我给你翻一下, 那个在马太, 马太19章,
Book of Matthew, chapter 19,
27节吧, 对, 27节, 哈, 马太19章27节, 彼得就对他说, 看啊, 我们已经撇下所有的跟从你, 将来我们要得什么呢?
Peter answered him, we have left everything to follow you, what then will there be for us?
耶稣说, 我实在告诉你们, 你们这跟从我的人, 到复兴的时候, 人子坐在他荣耀的宝座上, 你们也要坐在12个宝座上, 审判以色列12个支派。
Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
复兴的时候就是主再来的时候。
The time of renewal is when the Lord returns.
主的回答是, 不是只有站在那里。
The Lord's reply is not just to about the war.
是同坐在宝座审判 以色列十二个支派。
But to sit on the throne together to judge the 12 tribes of Israel.
这个是彼得问的。
This is a question from Peter.
但是呢，马可福音却没有记载。
But it was not recorded in the book of Mark.
是马太记载。
It was recorded by Matthew.
所以马太对这个问题呢，心里记得非常清楚。
So Matthew has this great impression about this question.
是彼得问的。
It was asked by Peter.
但是马太得到了。
And Matthew answered to Matthew.
所以马太记下来。
So Matthew had recorded this.
然后保罗呢，他遇见了主。
And Paul met the Lord.
他没听到这个问题。
He did not hear this question.
但是他跑完了一生的路程，他说什么？
But after he ran his life, what did he say?
当跑的路我已经跑尽了，当守的道我已经守住了。当打的那美好的仗我已经打过了。
I have walked the road that I need to walk and fight the war that I need to fight.
有公义的冠冕为我存留。
There is this righteous throne set for me.
不但是为我，也是为那些爱慕主显现的人所预备的。
Not only for me, but also for all the Christians who love the Lord.
所以这是保罗的，他跑完的时候，但是在同一章，在同一章圣经里面。
So Paul had this feeling.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦后书第四章告诉我们说，主要救他脱离一切的凶恶。
Paul had told us that the Lord is going to save him out of all the evil.
他一面讲说他当跑的路跑尽了，他打的仗打过了，当守的道守住了。
At one point that he said he has already fought the war and he has already walked the way.
但是
and kept the kept Lord's word.
他还没有离开这个世界，他还需要主把他拉出来的拯救，一切的凶恶把他拉出来的拯救。
But he still needs the Lord to help him save him out from all the evil in this earth.
要救到什么地步呢？
To what point?
他说主必救我进他的天国。
Lord is going to save me to his heaven.
一面脱离凶恶的拯救，一面把他救到天国里面去。
One point is to take him out of the evil one. The other hand is to take him to the heavenly kingdom.
这是保罗。
This is Paul.
他一生跑完的时候，大概这样。
At the end of his road, this is what his comment.
问问题的彼得。
The person who asked the question.
在他快要跑完的时候。
At his end time.
他说什么呢？
What did he say?
他特别嘱咐这些在教会里面担负责任的这些弟兄们。
He ordered all the brothers and sisters who is responsible in church.
他说是有艰难没有错。
He said there is trouble, of course.
但是我们要按着神来照管群羊。
But we have to take care of the ships according to God's order.
那个中文翻译是按着神旨意，其实永远没有神旨意，是根据神来按来照管神的群羊。
And it's just a mean that to take care of the sheep according to God's will.
等到大牧人我们的主显现的时候呢，他就要给这些按照神来照管群羊的给他荣耀的冠冕。
When our Lord, the great shepherd, appeared again, he's going to reward those who take care of the sheep.
我个人相信彼得不会是他觉得他知道要得荣耀，但他得不到，确实只是告诉别人而已。
And I personally believe that Peter would say this not to keep the glory to himself alone.
因为他问过主。
Because he had spoken to
the Lord. 他问过主，我这样跟随你，将来有什么结果？
He had asked the Lord, what will I get after I follow you?
所以他对他这个问题是认真的。
So he is serious about this question.
而且在彼得后书说什么？他告诉我们怎样弟兄，怎样的跟随主，怎样的活在主面前，可以丰丰富富的进入主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
And 2 Peter also told us that how we should follow the Lord in order to enter into this glory life.
所以他问过这些问题。
So he had asked this question.
他就认真去跟随主。
So he seriously followed the Lord.
等到他跟随到他的知道他的时间已经差不多的。
And then when he knew his time is up.
他也知道他的结局是在什么地方。
And he knew how it's going to end.
那老约翰。
And how about Apostle John?
恐怕这几个 这几个使徒，老约翰讲跟从是讲最多的。
And I think among all these apostles, John had mentioned about follow the Lord the most.
但是他告诉我们跟从会跟到宝座去。
And he told us to follow all the way to the throne.
跟从会有冠冕。
To follow will receive a throne.
跟从会与主一同作王。
And to follow will become king sitting next to the Lord.
所以这些对我们都是极大的鼓励。
So this is great encouragement.
所以我们需要主帮助我们。
And we need the Lord's help.
来发现怎样来跟随主。
To see how we can follow.
让主在我们的跟随上加力给我们。
So that he can give us power to follow.
让我们跟随主的这个脚步上能够走得稳当，走得扎实。
So that our footsteps can be sturdy.
让主在他应许他这些跟随他的人要给他的那极高的荣耀，让我们真正能够得着。
So that the promise of giving the glory will be received by us.
不管有多大的困难。
No matter how big is the trouble.
不管有多少的搅扰。
No matter how much disturbance.
专心的跟随主。
Concentrate to follow.
我发现在这刚才提的那几段圣经里面。
The scriptures we just mentioned earlier.
有一个词出现好几次。
There is this word that appeared a few times.
就是牧养。
That is to shepherd.
神的牧养。
To keep the sheep.
所以好像我里面就被提醒了一下。
So I was reminded.
就是跟随主。
To follow the Lord.
从我们的角度是跟随主。
From our point of view is to follow.
从另外一个角度。
From another angle.
神做我们的牧者。
Our Lord is our shepherd.
主耶稣做我们的牧者。
Our Lord Jesus is our shepherd.
他是大牧人。
He is the great shepherd.
所以我们来看一下。我们非常熟悉的诗篇二十三篇。
So let's look at Psalm chapter 23 that we are very familiar with.
几乎每一个基督徒都会背。
That a lot of Christians know how to memorize it.
包括小朋友都会背。
Even the kid can recite it.
但是
，However，
我们经历这一篇诗篇有多少的程度
？How deep you experience this？
这恐怕是我们需要在主面前谦卑。去问问主。
I'm afraid you have to humble yourself to ask the Lord.
谦卑自己蒙下光照。
Humble yourself in order to be revealed.
第一节。
The first.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not be in want.
耶和华，Jehovah。耶和华。
Jehovah, the Lord.
耶和华这个字的意思，字根。是存在的意思。
The meaning of it is to exist.
或者是他说我是我是。
Or it means I am who I am.
神圣经讲到神用来讲到神的字很多个。
There are many words for God.
这个字的出现是等到人被造之后才出现。
The word Lord appeared only after man is created.
比如说神创造万物，创造鱼。创造天创造地都不是用这个字。
When God created the earth, he created fish and birds, he did not use this word.
神在创造的时候用的那个字叫 Elohim, 是带着能力的，这显明他的能力那一面。
During the creation, Lord described himself as Elohim, meaning power.
但这个字强调他的同在。
But this word emphasized his presence.
我们信主的人有一个非常宝贵的事情，就是主的同在。
As believers, we have to precious His presence.
这个字是神跟人有一个实际的关系。
There is this real relationship between God and man.
不但是创造受造的关系，还可以彼此交通的关系。
Not only just to be created, but there is fellowship.
而且人可以见证神的同在。
And man can testify God's existence.
所以我们需要问问自己。
So we should ask ourselves.
我们信主之后。
After we believe in the Lord.
照着地位上，我们是有神的同在。
As in our status, we have the presence of the Lord.
但在实际的生活中，我们是不是活在神的同在里面？
But in our practical life, do we have the Lord's presence with us?
这是我们需要在主面前去。把它分清楚的。
This is something we should distinguish ourselves.
那如果有神的同在， 就一个不同的生活。
If you have Lord presence, you have different life.
我们不用打肿脸充胖子。不用假冒的。
We don't need to be a hypocrite.
有就有，没有就没有。
If you have it, you have it.
有，你在主面前是有路的。
If you have it, you see the way.
没有，应该赶快回到有的状态。
If you don't have it, you should return to where you will find it.
因为还有机会。
Because you still have chance.
在还有机会回头的时候，赶快回头。
You still have chance to return.
那这里耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
这个牧者就是牧养。
Shepherd is to keep.
但是他的原文的意思呢？比牧养还要更多。
And the original text is more than just being shepherd.
它呢也包括管理的意思。
It includes manage.
或者是能够像好朋友之间的来往的意思。
And it includes fellowship among friends.
所以如果耶和华是我的牧者。
So if the Lord is my shepherd.
我跟他有这样的关系。
And I have this relationship with him.
他说我必不致缺乏。
I shall not be in want.
我们是不是认识和经历主到一个地步，有主的同在，有主的牧养，有主真是在我们一切上掌管就够了呢？
Have we experienced to a point that with the Lord shepherd and manage, then everything is enough?
还是我们正好轻看这个？
Or do we despise, look down on this?
主的掌管，主的管理，我不喜欢。
I don't like Lord management.
主的这个牧养。我不在意。
I don't care about Lord Shepherd.
我只在意我所要的。
I only want what I want.
但这里有一个学习，就是我必不致缺乏。
And so here's the lesson that says I shall not be in want.
因为主是那个牧者。
Because the Lord is our Shepherd.
主掌管。
And the Lord manage.
主供应。
And the Lord provide.
主带领，所以到一个地我们不会缺乏。
To a point that we shall not be in want.
这是不是我们的经历呢？
Is this our experience?
我们有没有经历主让我们不缺乏的经历？
Have we experienced nothing in lack?
我们缺乏的时候应该怎么做呢？
When we are in lack, what should we do?
我们缺乏的时候是不是显明我们跟主的关系有问题了？
When we are in lack, is that an indication that there is something wrong with your relationship with the Lord?
这个字不单是缺乏的意思。
This word doesn't only mean in lack.
这个字同时有失败的意思。
This word also reveals failure.
有跌倒的意思。
Fall.
所以如果我们失败，
So if we fail,
是不是我们没有在他的牧养底下？
Are we not in his shepherd?
如果我们真的是在他的牧养底下，我必不致缺乏。
If we are truly under his shepherd, we will not be in want.
这是很宝贵的经历。
This is a precious experience.
教会历史里面有许许多多的圣徒，他们见证这件事情。
In the church history, so many saints had revealed this.
但是这个经历不应当只停留在教会历史里面。
But the experience should not just stay in the history of the church.
尤其是到了末后大灾难的时期，或者说是在越来越艰难的时期，我们应当见证这个话是更加的真实。
Especially in the later days where the tribulation will come, we should testify this verse even more.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Jehovah is my shepherd. I shall not be in want.
我不缺乏。
I am not in lack.
不是因为我能力好。
Not because of my capability.
我不缺乏。
I'm not in lack.
是因为耶和华做我的牧者。
But because Jehovah is my shepherd.
他实实在在的在每一个机会、每一个情况里面牧养我。
He was caring for me in every moment.
第二节。
Second verse.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。领我在可安歇的水边。
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters.
躺卧在青草地上。
Lie down in green pastures.
这是一个多么舒服的状态。
How comfortable it is.
但是如果这个环境是充满了危险，躺下去，那可是自找死路啊。
But if you are in a danger environment, lying down means danger.
但是耶和华做牧者到一个地步， 他可以躺卧在青草地上。
But when the Lord is our shepherd, we can lie down on the green pastures.
就是他可以非常的舒适的过他该过的日子。
That is, we can relax and comfortably live our life.
我们可以问问一下自己。
And we should ask ourselves.
我们信主到现在。
We believe to this day.
有多少次经历可以躺卧在那里？
How many times we had experience lie down comfortably?
啊，这个躺卧在青草地上，这个青草地很特别啊。
This green pastures means something.
这个青草呢，就是什么？那个刚发芽的草。
Green pastures is like the new sprout grass.
我对动物是没了解，不了解的。
I'm not too familiar about animals.
但是呢，这几年呢，主就借着我们家附近的那些鹿啊，帮助我有一点认识。
But Lord has led a few deers around my house so that I come to understand.
过去这几年啊，只要我们家的那个前面那个绿色的植物哈，长得很漂亮，然后看起来很棒。
In the past years, whenever my front yard has this green, beautiful growth,
到后来通通被鹿吃光光。
And they will be eaten by the deers.
最漂亮的、最嫩的地方都吃掉。
The best part of the plant were eaten.
然后呢，那些不太，就是说，长得有一点点瑕疵的，它动都不动。
The rough part of the plant was not touched.
哇，我说他们真的很厉害啊。
So I was thinking they're amazing.
那不小心我还看到有一个追踪那个熊的那个生熊啊，贝尔那个熊的那个生活，就是追踪熊的那个生活状态的一个人追踪。
And I was also watching another TV series on following a bear.
他怎么追踪他呢
？How do they follow it？
他看，哎，这棵树的果子哈，被吃过。
And they follow the bear by the sign of eaten fruit.
然后他就也拿来吃。
And then he also tried the fruit, same fruit.
他觉得好吃。
He felt that it's a taste.
熊一定会再回来。
And so the bear will return.
他如果觉得不好吃。
If he felt that the fruit doesn't taste good.
他在那怎么等熊都不来。
And no matter how he waits, the bear will not return.
所以动物都比我们厉害呀。
So the animals are more are better than us.
有一次我们家种的番茄。那个方喜说明天再摘。
One time we grow these tomatoes, and my wife says we are going to pick it tomorrow.
今天好好的在那里长得很漂亮。
Today we saw it so beautiful.
明天要去摘的时候已经剩下一半了。
When we want to pick it up, the next day is only half left.
哎呀，他使我躺卧在青草堆地上。
He makes me lie down on green pastures.
他供应所有最好的给我。
He provides all the best to us.
最嫩的
，the best part，
最甜的
，the sweetest part，
最宝贵的
，the precious part，
所以我可以躺在那里
，so that I can lie down，
这躺下的经历
，the experience of lying down，
这个老约翰是最有经历的
，John the apostle John had experienced this，
老约翰躺在主耶稣的怀里
，he lied next to Jesus，
他说他怎么形容他自己呢
？How did he describe himself？
就是那个躺在。主耶稣怀里的那一位
，He said, "I'm the one who lie next to Jesus."
可能十二使徒里面只有他那一位。
Maybe he was the only one who did it.
但他尝到那个躺的经历。
But he had experienced the lying down.
然后他躺的经历，他发现他明白了，原来主耶稣是躺在父怀里的那一位。
So then he realized that Lord Jesus is the one who lie down in the bosom of God Father.
老约翰躺下来。跟主有美好的交通。
Apostle John lie down and has good fellowship with Jesus.
就他发现他进入的是天父与神儿子，神儿子躺在父怀里的那样的交通。
And he had experienced this lying in the Son of God and the Son of God in Heavenly Father.
我们基督徒的生活应该是美好的。
Our life as a Christian should be pretty.
应该这种经历
should have this experience.
对我们每一位都是非常丰富的
should be abundant to every one of us.
然后他领我到可安歇的水边
He leads me beside quiet waters.
他这个领呢，除了领之外，还有保护的意思
Lead also includes protect.
这个安歇呢，就是安息
The quiet means rest.
他保护我，或他领我 到一个可以安息的水边，有生命供应的地方。
He lead me, protect me to a place where there is provisions of life.
这是不是也是我们的经历呢？
Is this our experience?
我们是不是在可安歇的水边呢？
Are we next to this quiet waters?
我们基督徒生活是一个安息的生活，还是像热锅上的蚂蚁在那拼命跳的生活呢？
Is our Christian's life like the quiet waters or the ant on the hot pot?
我们是不是在被带到主面前之后，我们就得救，在乎归回安息
？Are we brought to the Lord to be saved and be have this quiet life？
得救在乎转向主，归回安息。
Salvation, restore and to rest。
得力。在乎平静安稳。
To receive power depends on having rest.
没有安息，你就没有平静安稳。
If you don't have rest, you would not have peace.
所以，我们无论是个人或团体，我们是不是在一个安息的，在一个安息的一个实际里面呢
？No matter as an individual or as a group, are we in the peace?
还是我们不断在搅动，再搅动，搅动再搅动。
Or we are being disturbed continuously.
他领我在可安歇的水边。
He leads me beside quiet waters.
他保护我在可安歇的水边。
He protects me while I'm next to this quiet waters.
所以有生命的供应。
So there's provisions of life.
又有基督的安息在他身上。
And has the peace from the Christ Jesus.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
He restored my soul.
这里的灵魂不是讲灵，是讲魂。
It mentions soul, not spirit.
所以这里讲的是魂能够更新。
That your soul can be renewed.
魂能够恢复神创造人该有的功用。
The soul can restore the original function that the Lord wanted.
我们的心思、我们的情感、我们的意志，能够在神看为是合乎神使用的。
Our mind, our soul, our will can satisfy our Lord.
然后到一个地步，就是为他的名、为他自己的名，引导我们走义路。
And to a point that we can be in the path of righteousness for His name's sake.
所以魂不但更新。
So not only the soul was restored,
而且继续走在这个称义的公义的实际。
But we can be able to continuously to walk on this path of righteousness.
所以我们虽然蒙恩得救，
So even though we are saved,
但是我们是不是继续走在义路上面呢？
But are we continuously walking on this path of righteousness?
还是我们因为主的赦免太容易？所以我们因为他要赦免我们 他怜悯我们，所以我们不断的被赦免再犯罪，不是再赦免再犯罪。
Or because the salvation come too easy, so we got forgiven and then we sin and we got forgiven and sin again.
那其实是我们停在原点。
Then we are staying in the same spot.
如果我们不断的被赦免又犯罪，被赦免犯罪，我们好像就不走的了。
If we continuously to sin and forgiven, sin and forgiven, we are still in the same position.
这里是要走义路。
Here it tells us that we have to walk on the path of righteousness.
所经过的每一个过程都是满足神的意的。
Every step of the way is fulfill God's will.
义人的路是越走越光明的。
The righteous man's path is towards brightness.
不但越走越光明，要到一个地步像太阳的光亮。
Not only to the brightness, but to a brightness as the sun.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
也不怕遭害。
I will fear no evil.
这个死荫呢，就是死的阴影。
The death, the shadow of death.
它同时也是坟墓的阴影。
Is also the shadow of grave.
也是那个灾难的意思。
Also shadow of tribulation.
那这个谷呢，它是它可能是像峡谷一样。
Valley refers to like a cliff.
哦， 它是很陡的谷，或者说是它像一个 gorge。
Like a gorge.
所以是非常危险的。
Very dangerous.
所以这里呢，我虽然行过死亡那样的危险。
Even though I walk through the death, the danger.
也不怕遭害。
But I will not fear of danger.
这里不是因为自己犯罪而行过死亡的幽谷。
You did not walk through this because of your sin.
因为前面一节是走义路。
Because the verse before is saying that you are in the path of righteousness.
我们在走义路的过程中，
in the process of walking through this path of righteousness,
穿过死亡的幽谷，
we went through the valley of shadow of death.
就好像主耶稣他必须死而复活，
just like Jesus who has to die and resurrect.
今天我们信主的人也必须与他同时同埋葬。
As the believers, we have to die together with him, buried and resurrected with him.
其实他是已经做成了，他已经把我们同钉死、同埋葬、同复活。
He has accomplished and nailed us together.
但是我们在经历上需要进入这个世界。
But we have to experience it.
你知道，我们常常碰到死就害怕。
You know, we are afraid of death.
我们就退缩。
We retreat.
所以许多时候，如果主要我们跟随他，照他的旨意。
So a lot of time, Lord wants us to follow him according to his will.
但是一碰到死荫的幽谷。
But when we met the valley of shadow of death.
我们就跟主说：“主啊，我这里不愿意过去。”
And you, we will told the Lord that I'm not willing to go through this.
所以我可能呢，一直都在死荫幽谷的另外一边，就是。没有过去的那一边。
So I'm always on the other side of the valley of shadow of death.
其实呢，主是要我们在这样的经过中生命长大。
But Lord wants us to go through this so that our life can grow.
主要使我们不怕，那我们会怕的。
Lord wants us not to fear.
不怕，那我们很容易怕的。
Not to fear that.We will be afraid.
我们这个人天生就是会怕。
Our nature is to be afraid.
要叫我们不怕。
But he wants us not to be afraid.
这不是喊两声可以解决的。
This is not just a few shouting can get rid of.
这是他要保护我们。
But he is going to protect us.
他要帮助我们。
He wants to guide us.
他要把他死而复活的大能充满我们。
He wants to fill us with the power of resurrection.
他让我们明白，让我们进入一个实际的认识，即使经过死荫的幽谷，他仍然掌权。
He wants us to come to this understanding that even going through the valley of shadow of life, he's still in charge.
即使我们在一个环境到处都看不见主，
even though in an environment that we don't see the Lord,
宝座仍然掌权。
The throne is still in charge.
宝座决定一切。
The throne will decide everything.
所以虽然行过死荫的幽谷，
So even though going through the valley of shadow of death,
也不怕遭害。
I will not fear no evil.
因为你的杖，因为你与我同在，并且你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
所以有主的同在是十分宝贵的。
So having Lord's presence is very precious.
而且呢，主实在要，主实在是要把我们带到成全的地步。
Our Lord wants to bring us to completeness.
我们都逃避主的管教。
We always avoid Lord's discipline.
但是呢，主还是应该要管教我们。
But Lord still wants to discipline us.
因为我们需要长大。
Because we need to grow.
因为前面是荣耀的。
Because there is glory in front of us.
要与他同坐宝座审判，这个不是。不是我们原来人可以担当的。
It's not something that we are qualified to sit with him in the throne to judge.
我们需要被更新。
We need to be restored.
但是我们需要里面的眼睛被开启。
But we also need our inner eyes to be opened.
开启到一个地步说，哎呀，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
To see that his rod and staff comfort me.
你的管教、你的引导。我都乐意接受。
Your discipline and your guidance are welcome to me.
我现在如果看不到你引导的手， 我愿意看到你管教的手。
If I don't see your guidance hand, I want to see your discipline hand.
因为你还愿意管教我，表示我还有希望。
Because when you are still willing to discipline me, that means I'm still hopeful.
如果连管教都不愿意了
，If Lord give up in disciplining me,
那恐怕就不太希望了。
Then I have no hope.
如果主任凭我们
，If Lord let us be,
我们是恐怕要提早哀哭切齿了。
Then we are going to smash our teeth.
主今天还愿意管教我们
，Lord still willing to discipline us today.
有时候那个话就是我不喜欢听的
，Even though the word is not pleasing to me.
有时候那个拦阻就是，明明主显出他的手拦阻我。
And sometimes he will stop us from doing something.
你的杖
Your rod,
你的杆都安慰我
Your staff comforts me.
一个不能让主管教的人
Someone who is not willing to be disciplined.
一个不能够真正在任何的情况底下都专一的跟随主的人
Someone who is not willing to concentrate to follow the Lord.
他很难面对仇敌
He cannot face the evil.
因为仇敌因为他的身上弱点太多
Because there are too many weakness in him.
只要仇敌搅动他一下
The enemy just stir him.
他就离开了主
He leave the Lord.
只要仇敌引诱他一下
The evil distract him.
他就离开了义路
Then he leave righteousness.
他不能够稳定在主的面前
He cannot be sturdy in front of the Lord.
但是一个真正受神牧养的人
But the one who is truly shepherded by the Lord.
他是可以经过神的管教之后经过死因幽谷之后经过神的引导之后他能够胜过仇敌
He can overcome the enemy after walking through the shadow of death
所以他说在我敌人面前你为我摆设筵席
And therefore he said you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies
我们只要听到仇敌我们心里都发毛对不对
We shake before enemies
但是是在仇敌面前
But we are having this feast in front of the enemy.
所以表示仇敌是很近的。
So the enemies are very near to us.
非常近的。
Very close.
但是呢，神却在那里，这个耶和华呢，却在那里给他摆设筵席。
But Jehovah set a table of feast in front of the enemies.
却在仇敌面前吃大餐。
And to have a great feast right in front of the enemies.
这个人要不然就是神经有问题。
This might be a crazy person.
要不然就是神实在太伟大
Or maybe he's really the great one.
要不然神就是太强大
Or maybe he's so powerful.
使得他呢在这样的环境中一点都不害怕
So that he is not fear of anything.
这是一个受耶和华牧养的人经历的
This is a person experienced of shepherd.
然后他用油膏了他的头
And the oil anointed his head.
所以他也成为受膏者
So he became an anointed one.
他能够受圣灵引导。
He can guide.
到一个地步呢
He can be guided by the Holy Spirit.
他到一个地步，他对于他跟随的这个他所信的耶和华呢，有更深的认识。
To a point that he understands this Jehovah who he followed more.
他说：“我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。”
He says here that.Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
就是这里有一个把握，就是我所有的日子，我一生所有的日子。
Here there's an assurance of his whole life.
有什么这个恩惠哈？中文是翻译是恩惠，其实你读英文的话是 goodness.
And here, in Chinese it refers to grace. In English it refers to goodness.
所以是因为算是良善，
so goodness
或者是美好啊。
Well,
所以这个是。所以我所有的日子这个良善也好或美好也好跟慈爱随着我
So all the days of my life goodness and love will follow me
这个随着其实这个字是追他的意思
Follow me is kind of like chase after him
我们是通常要追求良善追求美好对不对
We want to go after goodness and kind
这是反过来
But this is the opposite.
这是良善跟那个慈爱呢，来追我们。
But the opposite is the goodness and love will chase after us.
被追的感觉多好。
Isn't that good to be chased by goodness and love?
是被他们追。
to be chased by goodness and love.
神就一直把良善，一直把他的慈爱，一直倾倒在倾倒追我们。
Lord continuously pour down goodness and love to chase after us.
所以当然最后一句话就很自然的嘛。
So then you will see in the last sentence.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
That I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
主是这样的恩待跟随他的人。
Lord has this grace to the people who follow him.
难道与主同住直到永远，这是个勉强的事情吗？
So are we being forced to dwell with the Lord?
这绝对不会是勉强的事情。
Not at all.
这是件宝贵的事情。
This is precious.
而且主会到一个地步让你渴慕这件事情。
And Lord will make you to desire this.
我早早地进入这个状况。
To come into the situation earlier.
这是宝贵的事。
This is precious.
其实这只是跟随主的人一个初步的经历。
This is only the beginning taste of a person experience following the Lord.
但也是持续一生在经历的。
But it's also the life experience continuously.
愿主帮助我们成为一个跟随他的人。
May the Lord make us to be the follower.
使我们能够真正接受他做我们的牧者。
So that we can truly accept him to be our shepherd.
愿主因着帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
使得我们如果有机会帮助人的时候，能够真的把人带到主的面前。
So that when we have the opportunity to help others, we can help them and brought them to the Lord.
我们亲身接受他的牧养。
We receive his in-person caring.
我们也把可以被他牧养的带到他面前去。
And we also bring others who can be cared in front of him.
只有神可以叫人成长。
Only God can make us grow.
我们都不过是打杂的。
We are all working the side job.
只有主
Only Lord.
叫他得生命
That can give life.
我们不过是那个招待而已
We are only the receiving.
我们需要主帮助我们
May the Lord help us.
我们用祷告
Let's have more prayer.
主你的话实在美好
Lord, your word is so pretty.
主你自己实在是宝贵
You are precious.
愿你自己向我们多多的显现
May you appear to us a lot
让我们进入被你牧养和跟随你的时机
So that we can enter into the practical life of being guided and shepherded by you
让我们这短短的人生能够成就你荣耀的心意
May our short life on earth can accomplish your will
愿你纪念坐在你面前的每一位
May you remember everyone sitting in front of you
愿你做你满意的工作。
May you work your will.
谢谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.